The initiative was announced yesterday at the Walmart Supercenter in Onalaska. Walmart officials say they purchased about one-fifth of their produce from Wisconsin farmers during the summer and want to increase that number. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation spokesman Casey Langen says farmers have wanted to connect with Walmart for a long time.
Agriculture in Wisconsin is a $51 billion industry, so we are excited to see that the state's largest grocer now has a renewed commitment to buy directly from our state's processing plants and from our state's farmers.
Langen adds more local products could lower food prices because it cuts down on transportation costs. He says the initiative will start with dairy, fruits, and vegetables, with the possibility of expanding to meat and eggs. Mark Castell is with the Cornucopia Institute, an agricultural watchdog group. Castell agrees the initiative is good, but he says a better use of Walmart's resources would be to invest in infrastructure to grow a lot more crops in Wisconsin.
The majority of our retailers sell the majority of all their fruits and vegetables from California in the height of the growing season here in Wisconsin. At the peak of our bounty, we're still importing from California.
Castell adds the initiative pales in comparison to cooperative grocers who cooperatively develop business with farmers. Walmart has similar partnerships with Minnesota, Illinois, and Iowa farmers. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.